This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The filing of nominations for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir began today after the issuance of notification. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 25th of September. Meanwhile, for the first phase of assembly elections, 244 nominations out of 279 were found valid by the Election Commission after the scrutiny of papers. 24 constituencies will go to polls in the first phase on 18th of September. The result of all three phases will be declared on the 4th of October. At least three terrorists were killed in two separate encounters in two different anti-infiltration operations along the line of control, LOC, in Jammu and Kashmir's Kupwara district. The encounter started after a joint operation was launched by the security personnel in response to the suspected movement of the terrorists. Director General of Police of the Jammu and Kashmir Police, R.R. Swain, told Akashvani News that one terrorist was killed in Tungdhar sector and two terrorists were gunned down in the Machhil sector. The Finance Ministry has amended Securities Contracts Regulation Rules 1956, facilitating direct listing of securities by public Indian companies on international exchanges of GIFT, Indian Financial System Code, IFSC. According to the Finance Ministry, new amendments facilitate easier access to global capital for Indian startups and companies in sunrise and technology sectors. This will benefit Indian companies to look avenues for expanding their presence in other markets. Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh, has inaugurated the ASSOCHAM Environment and Carbon Conference in New Delhi today. The theme of the conference is Fostering a Collaborative Ecosystem for Achieving Net Zero by 2070. Addressing the conference, Mr. Singh said, "The climate and environment change is a global issue now, but the government is taking several steps to protect the country from its impact." In Gujarat, relief and rescue operations is underway in full swing after floods wreaked havoc in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held telephonic conversation with Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel today and took stock of the relief work in the flood-affected regions. He instructed the state administration to expedite sanitation and public health work in the flood-affected areas to restore normal life. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Saurashtra and Kutch today. More than 50 illnesses and 9 deaths have been reported due to listeria outbreak in US. According to latest data released by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, the outbreak has been reported in 18 states, with a total of 57 people have been hospitalized. This is the largest listeriosis outbreak since the 2011 linked to Cantaloupe. Listeria is a resilient bacterium that can survive on surfaces such as meat slices and in foods, even at refrigerated temperatures. Today is National Sports Day. The day is celebrated on 29th August every year to commemorate the birth anniversary of the legendary hockey player Major Dhyanchand. Extending his greetings on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, "The government is committed to supporting sports and ensuring more youth are able to play and shine." Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya paid a floral tribute to Major Dhyanchand at Major Dhyanchand National Stadium in New Delhi this morning. In the US Open, Novak Djokovic has advanced to the third round when his compatriot Leslo Diere retired early in the third set. Djokovic was leading 6-4, 6-4, 2-0 before Diere retired at the Arthur Ashe Stadium. The world number 109, Laszlo Diere, required a medical timeout to treat an injury after dropping the second set. Djokovic will face Australia's Alexei Popirin in round 3. The 24-time major winner has been beaten Popirin in all three times they have faced each other, including at two slams, Wimbledon and the Australian Open this year. In women's singles, Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus defeated Lucia Bronzetti of Italy 6-3, 6-1. In another match, home favourite and third seed Coco Gauff overpowered Tatiana Maria of German 6-4, 6-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.